one of best. Actually, there are two best ska bands in the Vancouver playing the show, Brass Action and Bone Daddies. This show is happening this Saturday at the Fairview Pub, and Saturday, November 24th, correct, and that should be another fun event. So the Brass Action, Bone Daddies, and Semitone Riot. I never heard this band before, and the new stuff, and the fourth artist is called Brethren. Again, I'm probably not pronouncing it correctly, but yeah, so this show is happening Saturday at the Fairview Pub. Brass Action, the Bone Daddies, great, great ska. I know those guys and pretty awesome, awesome gentlemen. Yes. All right. Thank you so much for listening. That was the radio station CITR, and that was the punk rock radio show Rocket from Russia, and that was interview with Ryan of from the band called Off With Their Heads. Thank you so much for listening. The podcast will be available on iTunes, CITR.ca, and on my blog, rocketfromrussia.tumblr.com. Thank you so much for listening. I'll be back here next week. And to wrap up things, I would like to play a song by, obviously, Off With Their Heads. And this song they played last at the show, and I absolutely lost my soul during the performance of this song, and I don't know. Well, yeah, it was way too good. I don't know. I just had, I don't know. My soul went away for this song and then kind of came back. I don't know. It was brilliant. I don't know. I just really feel it's a good song, and it was really nice to see and hear this song live. Okay, thank you so much. This is Off With Their Heads. Clear the air, and I'm clearing the air.
Share some important details that you're unaware of. I want you to listen, I want you to care. I'll choke to death if I don't clear the air. It's not a secret that I obsess, and then I get angry and then I get stressed. And you can't imagine and you can't compare. You've no frame of reference and then you get scared. I'm doing my best to help make you see that it's not your fault when I beg and I plead. It's much easier just to go back to sleep, but we gotta find a place to start, because I'm falling apart. I'll never feel happy, I never feel safe. I can't let myself ever stay in one place. I look in the mirror and I see the face of a failure. Significant. The face that you see from the morning to night is the mask that I put on to hide what's inside. I don't take it off until you fall asleep. I don't want you to see what lives inside of me. I thought I'd get older and it'd go away, but it only gets worse. It causes more pain, and being alone is getting so hard. I just gotta tell you. God damn it. We'll be right back.
death if I don't clear the air right now.
Then there's the utter misery that is college radio, where they apparently just let any bewildered freshman wander into the booth and try to run a radio station. Campus Outreach is looking for... Hang on. College radio can pretty much be summed up in five words.
CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
We'll be right back. How's it going, everyone? And welcome to another episode of Relentlessly Awesome. And you just listened to Two-Day Booze by Bison DC, their band out of Surrey, Courtney, and Winnipeg. If you're a huge fan of this show, Relentlessly Awesome, and you've listened to me in the past, you would know that I've played heavy music like that before. This next track is from London, United Kingdom. Conrad, Liam, and Gareth make up the band Black Manila, and the track is called June 95. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome. And by the way, Bison BC is 25th on CITR's charts list. If you're interested in finding out what the CITR charts list looks like, visit our Facebook page, facebook.com/CITR101.9. And that was a solid track by London, England's Black Manila. That was called June 95. And believe it or not, it's actually expected to be released on December 10th. So you got a taste of it a little bit early. Because you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. And I'm your host, Jason. And this is Relentlessly Awesome. And we're broadcasting live at the Student Union Building at UBC. This next track is from Jeff the Brotherhood. And it's called Hey Friends. I hope you enjoy it.
Bill.
Oh yeah, that was a relentlessly awesome tune. You can't tell me that song wasn't politically correct. That band was from Nashville, Tennessee, USA, and they were called Jeff the Brotherhood. Now we're going to switch gears dramatically and play for you a tune that you may have heard of before. It's called Panic, and this time it's by Kitten. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM.
Song called Broken Hearted Beats.
AMS Events proudly presents Tim Chasen with Poor Young Things, November 29th at the Pit Pub. With his newest album, The Other Side, the pride of PEI is quite literally going back to his roots. The album takes on a tinge of maritime roots and folk, incorporating an array of acoustic instruments and a warm, transparent production style. Since 2009's Broken Hearted Beat, audiences were introduced to a golden-voiced young performer-slash-songwriter with a mosaic-like approach to writing music named Tim Chasen, and he's an act you don't want to miss. Thursday, November 29th at the Pit Pub. Sponsored by CITR 101.9.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. LiveVan.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveVan.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Oh, the beauty of hosting an eclectic radio show. We're going to drastically switch gears now and play for you a band that's actually on CITR's charts list. Number 5 to be exact. Off of their album, A Tribe Called Red. It's A Tribe Called Red. And the track is called Redskin Girl. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back. Some pretty innovative stuff coming out of Ottawa, Canada. That was a tribe called Red. Very important to the music scene, I'd say. I'll let you figure that one out. They could definitely spin some tracks. And if you're interested in listening to more of that type of music, you know, DJ spinning, visit the Pit Pub tomorrow. Because tomorrow, CITR will be hosting its annual DJ competition. Now this next track comes to us from San Francisco. It could be called Neo Post Punk. That's right, Neo Post Punk. The track is called Insides. I hope you enjoy it, and you're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. I love that track. That was a band from San Francisco, USA. They are called The Soft Moon. And that was Insides. Now this next track comes to us from the CITR's charts list. It's number 18. The band is called The Population Drops. And they call themselves a musical project contrary to the status quo. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, home of innovative music. This track is called Enough.
It's enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough, it's enough.
Very nicely done. That was Enough by The Population Drops. And they are number 18 on CITR's charts list. And you can find out more about CITR's charts list on our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/CITR101.9. Now this next track is a tribute to John T. Williams, a woodcarver who was shot by an officer in Seattle last year. Well, yes, actually 2 years ago. The shooting was ruled as totally unjustified overkill. This is Woodcarver by A Tribe Called Red.
The family of a woodcarver shot to death by a Seattle police officer says that an autopsy shows he was not facing the officer. Officer Ian Burke shot and killed John T. Williams in August. Williams' family tells our newspaper partner, The Seattle Times, he suffered 4 gunshot wounds on the right side of his body. The Seattle Police Department's Firearms Review Board completed a confidential inquiry Monday to determine if that shooting was justified, and that review has now been passed on to the police.
We're waiting to hear more about what led to a deadly shooting in the city part of downtown Seattle tonight. We know a man was shot and killed near the intersection of Bourne Avenue and Howard Street. We also know it was a Seattle police officer who pulled the trigger. John Hopperstaff picks it up from there.
Seattle police are investigating whether the shooting of woodcarver John T. Williams was justified. But in the minds of those who led a memorial tonight at the place he died, it's clear what happened.
The Seattle police officer who shot and killed Native American woodcarver John T. Williams in August has turned in his gun and badge. Police sources tell Q13 Fox News the department's firearms review board reached a preliminary finding that Officer Ian Burke was not justified in opening fire that day. Amy Allen has more.
A woman crossing the street is visibly shaken by the shots. After the woman walks out of frame, we hear a female voice say something to the officer. It's garbled. It sounds like she's asking, "What did you do that for?" Officer Burke responds,
"Man, he had a knife and he wouldn't drop it."
Just kind of didn't seem right, you know. I understand that he got shot 4 times, and it just, to me, it seemed a little excessive.
One witness we spoke with said he never saw a knife, but that the victim was not acting in a threatening way.
He was murdered for no reason. This man was disabled. He was deaf in one ear.
But Williams supporters say the video proves that they believe that it was an unprovoked shooting, a harmless woodcarver.
I think that this was a murder.
I want justice done for John T. Williams.
He had problems, but you know what? There was no reason to take a gun or kill that man that way.
Later, fellow officers talked to Burke out of the camera's view.
Hey, Dad, I thought you had it open. I asked you to not open the pot. Can you carve it up that morning?
On the tape, Burke never tells fellow officers he was afraid and never says Williams was threatening anyone.
A strong community reaction tonight.
who argued all along that John T. Williams should have never been killed.
If you spent 5 minutes with this man, you would have never gotten any information that he was violent or could hurt you in any way.
Your hands lightning fast. Can you flip it, scratch it, and just get downright funky on the turntables? Well, if so, you gots to come out and prove it, homeboy. On November 23rd, CITR presents Are You That DJ competition going down Friday night at the Pit Pub. $8 to get you in the door in the day, but only $5 if you get your pass in advance. It's time to set the record straight on who's got the ill skills on the wheels of steel. So ante up and save the date, November 23rd at the Pit Pub. For more info on how you can get involved, hit up Campus Coordinator via email at campuscoordinator@citr.ca. Brought to you by CITR.
Here we go again. Who is the number one DJ?
With the vast amount of changes happening in the world, it's almost impossible to get a clear picture of what's really going on.
We are trapped within the logic of capitalism, leaving us unable to imagine what comes next.
The Extra Environmentalist brings the perspectives of people who can see the whole picture and are ready for whatever comes our way.
Tune in to the Extra Environmentalist every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is the viewpoint that makes all places the same to you.
You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome, and I'm your host, Jason. I'm just going to play for you a track from Melbourne, Australia. That's right, Melbourne, Australia. It's called Wind, and this band is named Super Magic Hats. That's right, Super Magic Hats. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM. An awesome track indeed. That was Super Magic Hats from Melbourne, Australia. Now we're going to switch gears and play for you a band from Cologne, Germany. That's right, Cologne, Germany. They're called Dylan, and this track is called 1335.
Strongest taste, loudest drop, head is filled. You'd be 13, I'd be 35. Going to find a place for us to hide. Be together but alone as the need for it has grown. You'd be 13, I'd be 35. Going to find a place for us to hide. Be together but alone as the need for it has grown, yeah. Cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. Cha-cha, cha-cha. A cave or a shed, a car or a bed, a hole in the ground or a burial mound, a bush or a tree or the Egan Sea will do for me. Cha-cha, cha-cha, cha-cha. Cha-cha, cha-cha, ah. Oh, I can say that you look pretty. You turned my legs into spaghetti. You set my heart on fire. For you I found a vent in the bottom of a coal mine. Just enough space for your hands in the inside. If you go, do let me know. You'd be 13, I'd be 35. Going to find a place for us to hide. A den or a desert, perhaps an ink squirt, a cellar, a wishing well, a war or a guarantee will do for me. For you I found a cell on the top floor of a prison. Just enough space for you to fit your feet in. If you go, do let me know. For you I found a cell on the top floor of a prison. Just enough space for you to fit your feet in. If you go, please let me know. I come running with a heart on fire. 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 I come running with a heart on fire.
A soulful track from Cologne, Germany. How would you describe that music? Probably say experimental indie slash folk pop. Anyways, I started the hour with metal. Then we continued on with rock. Played for you some dubstep. And now we're going to return to rock. This is the Pack AD. And they'll be performing tomorrow, November the 23rd, in Vancouver. But you're going to be skipping it because CITR is hosting its annual DJ competition tomorrow at the Pit Pub. Be there or be squared. I'd be terribly disappointed if Relentlessly Awesome listeners do not attend it. It's the Pit Pub at UBC tomorrow. This track is called Crazy. And it's by the Pack AD again. You're listening to Relentlessly Awesome on CITR 101.9 FM.
Flyers on the freeway.
An awesome track indeed. That was the Pack AD. I'm going to change my game plan and play for you a different track that I had in mind. I'm not going to play this one. I'm going to skip it because I am in control of the airwaves. I'm going to play for you a band from Toronto, Ontario. Toronto, a city that I visited this summer. An insanely awesome city. This is called Baptism. It's by Crystal Castles. Before I leave, I just wanted to say, stay tuned for more great programming like this show up next, which is Dunkin's Donuts, hosted by the man, the myth, the legend himself, Duncan. This is Baptism by Crystal Castles. You might hear another song by Crystal Castles before I leave. See you later. We'll be right back. an awesome track indeed. That was Baptism by Crystal Castles. I've got my jacket on, my backpack packed, my headphones out. I'm ready to head out, but the show must go on, and I've got one more track to play for you. It's from the same band, the Crystal Castles, and this one is called Wrath of God. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and this is Relentlessly Awesome. And a part of my show is all about reflecting on student life. I just wanted to wish everyone good luck in their essay writing. Anyways, see you later. Adios. Goodbye.